I think Jamal is to the point where you think of him as one of the best three or four running backs in the league.
There's no doubt he's the most valuable player on this team, and it's because of his versatility. It's because of his toughness. You know, he is there game in, game out.
Jamal's not going to take a playoff.
Jamal Charles continues to punch away.
I know he's going to give everything that he has.
If you use hindsight when it comes to expectations for Jamal, it probably would have been, you know, less than what he was able to achieve.
He is the complete package as a running back, and there aren't many guys really left in the NFL that can carry the load and really handle any down or distance from the running back position.
What a finish by Jamal Charles at pay dirt.
It was a strange season for him in some ways.
Hand off Charles again, trying to find a hole.
Wasn't the 2013 season that he had, but he was still the centerpiece of that offense.
Inside the five, Charles drags two Raiders into the end zone. Reaching out, helicopters across the goal line. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Kansas City by the Chiefs, all-time leading rusher.
People talk about his yards per carry being down, and they were down to 5 yards per carry, which is still better than most guys will have even in their best season, let alone some guys even their best game.
Why, lady? My son!
Charles with the run, 35-30, breaks it to the right, 25-20, gets a downfield block inside the 10, 5, touchdown! Woo! Kansas City, a 30.
Sweet run, bro. He hit that so hard. Hey, he hit that so hard.
He's just so elusive, and that's my favorite part of him. It's not him outrunning guys. It's just the fact that he's got two or three guys around him, and somehow he gets through a little tiny window.
I don't know that there's anybody that's better in the league at handling what is the broken play than Jamal Charles.
Turning something that should be a 2-yard loss into a 6-yard gain, or catching a pass in the flat, and it, you know, for most running backs it would go for 4 yards, 5 yards, and he takes it for 15 because he makes the first guy miss.
Not many open field runners like Jamal Charles. He is electrifying, fun to watch.
That to me has always been sort of Jamal's brilliance, is in those little moments that he gets 6 yards longer out of the play than he probably should.
You do not expect a 199-pound back to run with that type of authority. That's why he rang up 19 touchdowns last year with that kind of effort.
There you go, 2-5! There you go, baby!
They welcome the return of Jamal Charles. They need their workhorse to deliver in the worst way.
The running back position is one that has a short shelf life.
He's a rarity. He has rarely come off the field in his career. He plays first down, second down, third down.
You're always expecting Jamal to have a little less in that speed, have a little less in that breakaway. And somehow, some way, Jamal is like a bionic man because he still looks the same as he did when he first got to Kansas City.
Charles has room, 35 on his feet, and gets up to the 41-yard line. How sweet it is to have him back in the lineup. Charles gets it up the middle, at midfield, at the 45, tries to get by the safety, and he wraps him up and takes him down. There's Jamal Charles, and the shoulder seems to be fine.
There were adversities that the team had to battle, but Jamal Charles was there almost every single game and was still the guy that really was the engine of this offense.
You expect him to be a guy that is tougher than a lot of people and a guy that can be the centerpiece of an offense that can hopefully lead a team to the playoffs.